Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I'm tired since dealing with sick, disturbed people in my building area who say things that are just so catastrophically sick that they belong in a prison or a locked facility. In reference to me. First, one, my home. Here's what someone say. Technically, I am a homeowner. Damn right. It's more than technically, I am a homeowner. You can't accept reality. Get off your black or white ass and get your own home. Don't say technically, I am a homeowner. If you're insane, you're deranged. You got a psychosis and if you can't find your own home, keep away from me. Get off your ass and find your own home. You need to be locked up in the facility. Keep saying technically. It's not technically, it's absolutely. I wouldn't be on a county listed as a homeowner since 2004. I wouldn't have a mortgage account. Basic common sense. If you can't accept reality, get off your ass and get a psychiatrist. And I don't know why you're talking about my home anyway. I don't even know you. You're a stranger in the neighborhood. You better go to a psychiatrist. You need to be locked up and stop the fucking technically. You're out of touch with reality. And by the way, since I don't know you, what are you doing mentioning about my home in the first place? And second of all, you need to be locked up. Something is seriously wrong with you when you make those statements. Sound like you can't accept reality. Accept reality, I don't even know you. You've been saying that for 2 decades. You're insane. You're deranged. They said that in the Constitution about voyeurism, they said I need to be investigated, and they said voyeurism is just in the Constitution. It's not a crime. Of course it's a crime. You peep in someone else's home. I'm sick of talking about the same thing over and over again. And I know people are going to say, oh, I got some, make up some false allegations. I got some schizophrenia diagnosis. I got some other diagnosis that I don't have. I ain't making up these fucking stories. There's a psychotic criminals outside or some psycho who I don't know keeps saying the same thing. They said it's normal to peep. It is not normal to peep. That's a crime. Expectation of privacy. You can't, nobody, not even an officer, not even a judge could do that. You're sick. You're insane. You're criminal. You're deranged. You need to be locked up. You don't peep and be a. It's never okay to peep in my home or my bedroom, my bathroom. It's never okay. Never. You're insane. You think that's normal? And plus, you don't even own this property. You need to stop these fucking lies and stop. Get in touch with reality with a psychiatrist and a jail cell. Because you can go to jail for that if it's proven. It is a crime. If you disagree with me, talk to a police officer and talk to a judge. Talk to a judge. Talk to the law. You go to an attorney. You should go to an attorney because they're going to tell you the same thing. It's never okay without my permission. It's a crime. You got to be insane. Looking at someone else's home or say you're going to look at my home without my authorization, you got some serious mental problems, so criminal that you belong in a state prison or a county jail or a locked facility. It's insane saying the same thing over again. You know that's a bunch of fucking lies and delusions. What are they doing walking the streets, saying things that goes against the realms of this society and keep saying things that ain't true or criminal and think it's normal? That's not normal. That's not normal at all. When I say normal, I mean being stable. That's not stable. Coming over here saying Oh, I did this for nothing. That's insane. I don't even know them. What do you mean I'm doing this for nothing? I don't owe you anything. First of all, I don't even know you. I don't even know you. First of all, that's insane to, first of all, to come up to some stranger that you don't know and keep coming over here. You are obsessed and you're a stalker, okay? You are seriously mentally ill. Okay, you're seriously mentally ill. That's insane. You're a criminal. You need to be locked up. I don't owe you anything. I did nothing to you. I don't owe you not one thing because I don't know you. What you do? Live in my neighborhood? What you got? Some conspiracy to get something? Take my home away or something? That's crazy. That's insane. You sat over in your ass all these years, keep coming over here, and you don't know me? I request that the police and a mental hospital get involved. And then say another thing. I lived in South Central Compton. That's insane. I never lived in no South Central or no Compton. Never had, never will. Why do you make up some fucking lie? Okay, if it's racial profiling, you can get in a lot of trouble. The law gonna lock your ass up. Because you think I'm some drug dealer or bank. I ain't no drug dealer, no criminal. You going by my skin tone? Don't go by my skin tone because I don't know you. However, if it's racial profiling, you can get in a lot of trouble. I never lived down there. I never had. That's a lie. A delusional lie because you are insane and deranged. Say that I'm a comedian. How can I be a fucking comedian? That's a bunch of fucking delusional lies, malicious lies. You're sick. I am a singer, songwriter, actor. How can I be a comedian? I ain't at the Comedy Store. Of course, I'm open to it, but I've never been an aspiring comedian. They see my songs everywhere, you fucking nitwit. You're insane, deranged. I hope you get locked up in a facility or prison because you are so sick and so dangerous that you should not be around anyone. You're a threat. I don't mean to talk like this, but this is an example of what I dealt with for years. This is what people have said to me several years. They got some mental problems, and I can't believe I dealt with this. Oh, I'm being investigated. How can I be investigated? What are you doing? Investigated for what? Investigated for what? Crime? If I did nothing, how can you investigate me? You're making up some serious delusional story. You need to go to a locked facility in a prison. And last of all, people question me about my mental fitness and my mental health because I talk like this. My mental fitness is fine. You got to be fucking insane if you're going to make a diagnosis of me and you know they ain't true. I told the fucking truth. I'm aware of reality. I'm an artist, but I'm an entertainer, but I'm also an intellectual on these podcasts. So don't you make no false assumptions about my mental health because I don't have no delusions either. I ain't make up these fucking lies. That's a fucking lie. Lie, a delusion. Accept reality. Yes, I need proof. I always say that. So don't make no fucking lies about my mental health or anything when you don't even know me. I'm sick of these insane, deranged lies. This has been going on for years. Then there was another person who's saying, one thing is they got to be insane, deranged, if they keep coming over here, and I don't even know them. Oh, black mama, don't look at my skin color and think you already know me, because you got to be deranged and insane. If I'm a stranger, we don't go up to strangers. I don't care what they look like. You don't go up to strangers and keep coming over here and think you know me. I am doing an artistic creation, and it's a podcast, but what I said is true. Everything I said in this is true. We don't go up to strangers who we don't know and start targeting them or harassing them, because you got to be deranged and psychotic. One person said, I was in my talking, and then they come out and say, oh, I mean, the enemies of me. I don't even know them. I said nothing to them. I don't hang out with them. What are they doing? Some deranged psychosis? There's some mentally ill people in my neighborhood who need to be locked up. I am telling you the truth about what they said. If I don't know you, you should stay away. Why are you coming over here if I don't know you? Unless you come up to me and say hello. That's another thing. They target me and they don't even say hello. They don't know me. That is insane and deranged. You know, I hope that the smart team can come to Haskell. I hope. So come around, look around for a long time. Look for these people in the car. Look for these homeless people. And look for people around so they can get locked up and get some treatment. My health is fine. Okay? I told the truth. Oh, here's another one. Say, I put them on the street. I put the grandbabies on the street. I put people on the street. I can't put nobody on the fucking street if I didn't own the apartment building. I wasn't their manager. I don't have that power. I never had no tenants. So how can I put you on a fucking street if you're deranged and crazy and blaming me for something your manager or your owner of your apartment building did? So you need to stop this delusion and lies that you perpetuated the last 20 fucking years. I can't put you on a fucking street. You blame your owner, your manager, or whoever was your landlord. I was not your landlord. If you're on the street, that's your fault. It's not like you probably belong to be on the street because you're too insane to be around other people. I can't put you on the street. I can't. I can't put you on the street. I'm sick of these insane and deranged things. I just can't deal with it. I just can't. I can't. I can't deal with it. Listen to this would make anybody go crazy or go to loony bin, but I'm fine. It would make anybody go crazy. Listen to these lies and these delusions and these malicious hallucinations that these people have talking about me from over there on that street. I can't put nobody on the street if I was never their landlord. Oh, here's another one. They angry at me because I'm not because I don't want to be a therapist, so they don't want me in the neighborhood. They don't. That's diabolically deranged. You can't make me be something that I don't want to be. Won't you be a therapist? You can't make me be a therapist. Look what they did to me. I was a therapist, and I suffered atrocity. I can't deal with people with mental health. Look at what my mental health, look what it done to me. My mental health is fine. I just can't handle someone's diagnosis. I did that a long time ago, and I just can't deal with it no more. I mean, it really is the truth. That's not fair to me. Look for some other leader. I'm not your leader. Don't stop, don't put that, whatever you call it, on me. Don't put it on me. Don't put that, whatever. I mean, you need to stop. I'm not out here to be no therapist. I'm going to be an entertainer. I'm an entertainer. I'm doing this entertainment show right now. I'm a podcast. But I'm telling the truth. Don't go up to people, strangers, to target because that's crazy and it's going to cause criminal action and legal action and it's going to get a lot of trouble because that's what I dealt with. They came up to me, a stranger, And I don't know why. I just live in the neighborhood, and they got, I guess they got these ulterior motives or criminal ideas they need to stop, or think I'm going to be a celebrity. That's crazy. That's crazy. Don't go up to strangers. I'm a stranger to them. I'm not their friend. I'm not their acquaintance. I don't know them, and they talk like, act like they know me coming over here. That is a sign of a mental illness. It needs to stop. I don't go up to strangers and just follow them around. And then another thing, the guy made up a story that I told about this allegation with this guy, and this guy said it was a misunderstanding. It was no misunderstanding. He's insane. He lied. He did do those things, banged on my freaking window because I didn't say hello to you. I didn't say hello to you, so that means you're going to commit a crime against me or harass me? That's crazy. I don't even know him. He's insane. I can't hang around no insane people. Okay, it's the same people who hurt, they hurt people. I told you that some people with mental problems hurt people. I can't deal with somebody who's not aware, who's an alcoholic, or crazy, who don't even know me and target me. It had to do with my skin tone. My skin tone doesn't mean I'm going to be your friend or whatever. You need to stop. Stop with the lies and accept reality or go get some treatment. As far as my, now here's the last one. Oh, they think because I say these allegations on podcasts, they think, oh, Dove Knight is crazy. Dove Knight is not well. I am well. I'm well enough to understand everything. Don't make no false assumptions about my health, my mental health. Please stop the lies. So that's all I need to say. Insane, deranged, need to get some treatment. If you're doing it for so many years and you don't know me, you have went beyond the capacity of a healthy person. It is a fact. If you can't accept, if you're jealous or whatever, you should not be jealous because I don't have nothing. I'm poor. You know, I'm poor. You should not be jealous of me. I'm poor. What are you going to do, try to stop me from being successful and I don't know you? You said those statements. That's what they said. That's crazy. But the same deranged people need to get treatment. I hope the care happen. And that's all I need to say. Good day, good night from Death Knight.